Our next presentation is on the execution of our important documents, and we're fortunate to have Ms. Rhonda Jolly presenting to us. Ms. Jolly is a member of Branscombe Law here in San Antonio. Her practice centers primarily on commercial and rural ranch real estate and the most current topic of water law. She previously owned her own practice in Hondo, Texas, and having been a joint owner of Medina County Abstract Company, Inc., she has a varied background in a broad range of general business, real estate, and real estate litigation matters. Okay, well, she says that's enough, but I'm going to tell you, she's a frequent speaker, and she's been on the planning committee and co-chair of various seminars, including advanced real estate drafting, and she's a faculty member at the South Texas College of Law, and we're fortunate to have Ms. Jolly with us here today.
I'm going to correct that. I'm not a faculty member at South Texas College of Law, but I've done some seminars for them. That's okay. And I'm not Rick Melamed, which is what your paper says. Rick is a good friend of mine, and he was reaching up in his closet on a ladder and fell and broke his shoulder. So he called me early at the beginning of this week in a lot of medical pain and on painkillers and kind of stumbled through asking me if I would take his place, which I immediately agreed to do. So I want you to know you're getting me as a pinch hitter, and I really am sorry that Rick couldn't be here because he's a very dynamic speaker. He's has done many, many presentations. He's a wonderful speaker, and he's funny, which I am not. So you get that. But he did send me some jokes, and so I'm going to tell his first joke. And if you groan at the end, you're groaning at him, not me. So there was a fifth grade math teacher, and she posed a question to her class. She said, a wealthy man dies, and he leaves $10 million. He leaves a fifth to his wife, a fifth to his son, a sixth to his butler, and the rest to charity. So how much does everybody get? Long silence. Nobody said anything. Then this very brave little boy raised his hand and said, a lawyer? So you laughed. I didn't ask you how to do this. Let me just go to the next one. Is that it? Okay. So also you need to know that Rick has this interesting sense of humor. So you notice that the paper is divided into two parts. That's what he's telling us here. It took me a minute to realize he has two hemispheres of the brain. That is his two-part visual for you. So the first part of the paper is the desk reference. And I need to tell you that this paper was written by James Noble. He was a member of all of the real estate groups in American College of Real Estate. He passed away in 2011, and he did this wonderful paper. So I'm not going to do the whole paper, obviously. We're going to hit some highlights, but it is a great reference. And so the first part of it is like the desk reference part. It's the forms. It's the how-tos. And then the second part of it is the troubleshooting. And you'll still see some forms and examples in that part, but it also speaks to the law as to what it gives you case references and things like that. So if you also need to know that information. Okay, so let's go to the next one. So what is the purpose of a notary? And it's pretty obvious, but a lot of times when we're executing documents, we tend to gloss over the execution. It's, you know, no big deal kind of thing, and we just kind of do it. So it's nice to have a refresher and remind ourselves that the purpose of the notary is to identify the signer and in most cases, make the document recordable in public records. So for us real estate lawyers, that's super important because first to the courthouse wins a race in general. Some documents must be properly notarized to be valid, but some don't. There are actually, you know, a deed can be executed and not notarized and still be delivered. It's still a valid deed, but it does not have to be notarized. And, you know, there are other situations like that. I'm 100% sure in your practice you can maybe give me two or three examples, but I don't know them right now. So what are the types of notary functions? And this used to, I was so confused about this for many years because jurats and acknowledgments and all of it was just like, isn't it all the same thing? Well, it's not really. So the jurat is sworn to and signed before the notary, and its purpose is to speak to the truthfulness of what is in that document. In my world, if we have a bunch of old oil and gas leases on a title commitment and we want to get rid of them,